Lesson 66. 1. Reading comprehension. Read the text fast to find answers to these questions. 1. Where did the writer's teacher, Annie, grow up? 2. What did Annie help the writer to do? My teacher. 2. Annie was born in a poor family on April the 4th, 1866. Her mother died when she was 8 years old. 2 years later, her father disappeared, never to be heard from again. Annie and her brother were sent to a children's home. There, the boy died. 4 years later, she left the children's home and entered an institution for the blind, where she learned Braille. This is a kind of printing that blind people can read by touching groups of raised points that are printed on paper. Later, an operation helped her to get back part of her sight, but she remained at the institution for 6 years more. There she studied the teaching of deaf, blind children. One day, a letter from my father arrived at the school, asking for a teacher for me. Annie considered this was just the kind of demanding job she wanted. That is how Annie came to be with us. Annie was among the first to realize that blind people never know their hidden strength until they are treated like normal human beings. She never pitied me. She never praised me unless what I did was as good as that of the best of a normal person. And she encouraged me when I made up my mind to go to college. During my years in school, Annie sat beside me in every class. She spelled out for me the things that the teachers taught. And, because most books were not printed in Braille, she herself read them to me by spelling into my hand what was written in the books. It took great imagination as well as patience for Annie to teach me to speak. Putting both my hands on her face when she spoke, she let me feel all the movements of her lips and throat. Together we repeated and repeated words and sentences. My speech was ill-formed and not pleasant to hear, but I was delighted to be able to say words that my family and a few friends could understand. To Annie, I owe thanks for this priceless gift of speech. It has helped me to serve others. My teacher's gifted instruction lived on after her death. She had believed in me. I must always keep on trying to do my best. No matter what happens, she often said, keep on beginning. Each time you fail, start all over again. You will grow stronger each time until you can do and finish what you started out to do. Who could count the times Annie tried, failed, and then succeeded? What a great teacher. What a great person.